Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by singer-songwriter Ariel Posen, who is in his Canadian home studio right now. He's from Canada. The new album was recorded in Winnipeg. We'd like to welcome Ariel to Border Crossings and to the Voice of America. It's great to have you on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand the new album is called Reasons Why, which sounds to me like a line from an Earth, Wind & Fire song.
Could be. Wouldn't be surprised.
Now, where did you get the inspiration for Reasons Why?
Well, Reasons Why is essentially an umbrella description of just the stories and topics of all the songs on the record. Everything happens for a reason. People act a certain way based on an event or an interaction. We feel certain things because of things that have happened or the way we are based on our own history or our own experiences. So the idea of just calling it Reasons Why felt like this overarching description of all these songs, while not specifically focusing on just one of them, which I've done before in the past when naming titles.
How many albums have you had?
This is my third record. I have put out some side projects between, but this is my third album. Yeah.
Oh, great. And I read that you had written 30 songs for the new album. What's the process like to go and decide 10 or 12 out of 30?
Well, to give you an idea, my first record, I only had 7 songs. So I recorded 7 songs. I put in a little, 3 little instrumental minute long guitar tracks so it could be a 10 song record, but really it's an EP. My next record, I wrote 20 songs and I chose the best of what I thought 12 of those. Mm-hmm. And then for this one, wrote 30. You know, I had probably the biggest creative burst of my life, and it was largely in part to just being home and having a lot of time, and a lot of colleagues and collaborators were home and available at that time. So, you know, the juices were flowing, so to speak. And the more songs you have to choose from, the more perspective you have, and the stronger ones really seem to stand out when you have more options. Mm-hmm. And it was just a matter of picking the ones that I thought not only were the strongest, but were the most cohesive together as a whole. And then, you know, nothing against the other ones that didn't make it. It was just they felt like they were had a place together. And just because I had more to choose from, it was no question. It just made it really clear for me.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote most of these songs, if not all, during the pandemic?
More or less, yes. It was, like I said, it was a time where I was just home all the time. I wasn't on the tour. I wasn't on the road. You know, when I'm traveling, the last thing I have in me is any creative capacity for writing. It's just so busy and tiring. So when I'm home is when I really do all my writing. And the fact that I was home all the time, it's like going to the gym. So the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. Like words flow a lot easier, music flows, as opposed to writing and then not doing it for a month. It's a lot harder, at least for me, to just get back into it and just putting that creative hat on just like that. Mm-hmm. Once I was in that, you know, my conditioning was up for a few months. It felt really good.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of a weird time, you know, for an artist who's used to interacting with fans, and your interaction became virtual. You know, you weren't able to actually tour and go on stage. So I'm sure that people did a lot of self-discovery during that time period. But we're happy to have Ariel Posen with us here on Border Crossings. And Reasons Why is the name of the new album, which just came out in September, or early part of September. So congratulations on the third album. So we're going to ask if you do a song off the album for us.
I would love to. I'm going to do the first single of the record that came out. It's a song called Man You Raised.
Man You Raised. Here's Ariel Posen on Border Crossings.
Thought I should go. the steps I chose to take had their fair share of mistakes. Part of growing up is paving your own road. Life runs in a circle. Time does what it's supposed to do. The impression that you made brings me back home every day. Yeah, the road always runs back to you. People in time, they were all born to change, but I'll always be the man you raise. I know I let you down, you may not see it now, but I'll always be the man you raise. I don't understand it. Looking over my shoulder, maybe in your defense, it will all make perfect sense. Down the line when I'm getting older, people in time, they were all born to change, but I'll always be the man you raise. I know I let you down, you may not see it now, but I'll always be the man you fame and no blame. Wouldn't be here without you anyway. People in time, they were all born to change, but I'll always be the man you raised. I know I let you down, you may not see it now, but I'll always be the man you they were all born to change, but I'll always be the man you raise. I know I let you down, you may not see it now, but I'll always be the man you raise. Well, I'll always be the man you raise. Well, I'll always be the man you raise.
Border Crossings, Ariel Posen is our guest. Man You Raise, what's the reason behind that song? What was the impetus, the inspiration?
Well, it was written with the idea of somebody that, through their parents, it's basically saying, you know what, I may have not ended up exactly how, or like how you saw me, or what, it, like in a direction that you would have liked me to go. This is not autobiographical, this song, by the way. I had a great upbringing with supportive parents. So, but I have a lot of friends that, you know, always had a personality and were always driven in a certain direction. And their parents, it's not that they were fully supportive, but they kind of were just super controlling and wanted to, they were just so adamant on how, you know, yes, you are their children, but like they're so controlling on like, this is what you should do and how you should do it. And it's the it's singing it from the other perspective of saying, hey, you know what? I know I didn't end up the way you wanted me to, and that it is what it is. But no matter what, even though I'm not doing exactly what you wanted and how you wanted, you know, I'll always be your child. And no matter what, you have to support it. And even if you don't fully support it, you can still find it in your heart to support me, you know?
And you have described the album as blues, but not blues, and rock, but not rock. And that's your description. So I'm kind of curious what you meant.
Well, I think I'm still figuring that out. I'm known as a guitar player. I consider myself a guitar player for sure. And an artist, you know, that sings and writes songs. but a lot of people know me for my guitar playing, which is kind of, it's like a tapestry of styles, which is like from blues to rock, R&B to Americana. So my music, I mean, I call it roots. I call it roots music because I feel like roots is this term where, exactly like you said, it can rock a bit, but it's not rock and roll. And it's soulful, but it's not soul music. And at even times, it can be kind of funky and stuff, but it's not funk music either. You know, it's this title that takes all these pieces from genres and puts them in one. So, yeah, roots. But for someone that doesn't like that, I would call it kind of like rock pop music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I like the sounds. You know, your music's great.
Thank you.
And Ariel Posen is with us here on Border Crossings. We're talking about his new album, Reasons Why. And so do you have favorite songs on the new album?
I think my opinion changes every few days. We've put out 4 singles before the album came out, and it's not that those were necessarily my favorites, but I felt like they were very strong, and hence why we made them come out before the album, just to hopefully entice people. But every song is so different, and I think I like them all equally, only because this record, I really pushed myself to run in a different direction creatively from what I've done in the past. And, you know, if I have whether it's a production element or a songwriting element or a guitar or a vocal thing that I would regularly do, like, we all have things that we do which identify as our voice, like our go-tos. Mm-hmm. And this record, I just tried to identify the thing I would typically do and then kind of run in a different direction and try something different, but on purpose. And every song kind of had an element like that. I think Feel This Way Too and Time Can Only Tell are 2 songs that have a very fresh and different direction of a sound. Mm-hmm. From my past albums, which I'm very excited about. Mm-hmm. I'd say now, those.
Where do you get your inspiration when you're writing songs? Where do you find, I mean, I often ask artists, where's the most unusual place you ever got inspiration for a song? Because that makes for a good story. But, you know, I mean, for a songwriter, do you do your best work in the middle of the night, wake up, it's a dream that comes to you? Is it from observation of your friends, like you said? Where's your best work coming from?
It's definitely observation of people, friends, family, like experiences. But the most inspiration is from my own experiences. So, you know, I'd speak on behalf of almost every songwriter that personal experience and relationships and growth and all those things tend to be the most authentic way to write, and authentic inspiration and most genuine form of inspiration. And, you know, sometimes as honest and flowing as it feels to write about myself or my own experiences, it's sometimes really inspiring to write about someone else who I know went through something, or even if it's like more fictional and just kind of a story and an idea. And in terms of time of day, it really can be any time as long as I'm in the mood. I can't force writing. Mm-hmm. I have to be in the moment, and it needs to just hit me. If I do have a writing session with someone, you know, that's something that's scheduled in advance and that's different. But most of the time, I can't force something. It just has to come out. And I do my best thinking when I go out for a jog or I go hiking, and I just think about life and experiences, and typically things hit me there, and I'll either write lyrical ideas on my phone or I'll voice memo them. I'll sing something so I don't forget it. But I'm not much of a dream writer.
You have a good sleep. You don't wake up.
I've never had luck with that, at least yet.
That's great. Well, I mean, I guess so jogging would be the most interesting or unusual place to Maybe. Get an idea for a song for you. Ariel Posen is with us here on Border Crossings. And would you do another song?
Of course. I will do the last single that was out before the album came out. This is a song called Feel This Way Too.
Feel This Way Too, Ariel Posen, here on Border Crossings. Thank you.
picture perfect people, posing for a frame. Tell me what you're thinking, and I will do the same. City signs and bright lights is all I see for miles. Lost between the buildings, looking for the sky. If you feel like I do, how come I never knew I could ask for the truth if you wanted me to? When no one's here to see me, I'm left looking at myself, but I'm a little meaner than everybody else. Everything I kept to myself in my chest, falling out on what's left of the couch where I lay. Do you talk to yourself more than anyone else? It would help if I knew that you feel this way too. I can't help but wonder, how did we get here? At least we have each other. If this lasts a year, everything I kept to myself in my chest, falling out on what's left of the couch where I lay. Do you talk to yourself more than anyone else? It would help if I way too. If you feel like I do, how come I never knew I could ask for the truth if you wanted me to? Everything I kept to myself in my chest, falling out on what's left of the couch where I lay. Do you talk to yourself more than anyone else? Everything that I left, my whole house and my friends in a frame on the shelf, and it speaks for itself. Am I talking to myself more than anyone else? It would help if I knew that you feel this way too.
Crossings, and that is Ariel Posen, who's with us talking about the new album Reasons Why. I assume there's going to be a tour for the album.
Absolutely. I mean, we're recording this on whatever day we're recording. Tomorrow I fly to Europe and we start our first leg of touring in Europe. Wow. And the UK, and we're basically on tour all the way until the end of December, and then there'll be more. But we'll be in Vienna, Virginia, in November.
So how do the European fans respond to your music compared to the Americans? Is this response the same? Do you notice a difference in the way they listen to the music? And
Everyone responds the same. It's more so etiquette. Certain countries are a bit more reserved, just like some states in the, you know, even in Canada and the U.S., some places are a bit more reserved, but most are pretty, you know, they like to show their love and they're vocal. Germany, you know, they sometimes clap a little longer than other places, which is awesome. Everywhere's a little different, but in the grand scheme of things, everyone pretty much listens the same. I like to think that the folks in Europe and the UK, because North Americans aren't there as much, they tend to show up more. I could be wrong about that, but we've had a really nice experience always going across the pond and grateful for all the people that come out.
Because we're broadcasting in 100 different countries worldwide, I don't want to put you on the spot, but where are your favorite places to go to perform? Where do you get most excited?
Oh, man. I love traveling, and I don't want to sound like I'm Switzerland and just giving a generic answer. I love the West Coast of the U.S. I really do. I love the Northeast. I love the South. I love Texas and Florida and just, I like places that outside of performing, I like the place as well. But the Netherlands is absolutely gorgeous. You know, there's so many kind of major cities only 40 minutes within each other, and they're all kind of different and have so much character. Scandinavia is absolutely beautiful. You know, Norway and Denmark, Sweden.
And you grew up in Montreal. Is that correct?
I grew up in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
I live in Montreal right now, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Winnipeg, yeah.
And the language in Montreal's French.
There's a lot of French, but most, including me, speak English still.
And what about the Canadian music influence on Ariel Posen? Who did you grow up listening to? Was, you know, were you a guitar fan before music with lyrics, or how did it work for you?
Yeah, my parents are musicians, too, and I grew up traveling with them, watching them perform. But at a very early age, they brought us up on the Beatles. And the Beatles were like the very, it was like the musical Bible of like, this is, you kind of base everything off of the Beatles. At least that's what it was like for me and us. And then right after the Beatles, for me, I was, you know, 7 or 8 years old, forming a musical opinion and forming a musical taste. It was the mid-90s, and it was a time of rock bands that were very popular, like Nirvana, Green Day, and the Chili Peppers, Rage Against. It was like that kind of era. That really made me want to play guitar. And it wasn't until I was about 16 or so where I started getting into guitar players and really trying to just step up my playing and get into instrumentalist. And I started listening to just everything from jazz to bluegrass to folk to like classical to, I just started wanting to take in everything and not just guitar. I've actually been most inspired by not guitar, by singers, horn players, piano players, drummers, bass players. But the start, it was definitely kind of rock bands, Beatles and the rock bands. Canadian acts though, if you're asking, one of my favorite bands was this band called I Mother Earth, who is this band. They had some success in the mid to late 90s. I know, like, Winnipeg, we have Neil Young went to high school there. We have the Guess Who. There's a few bands we have, but they never really resonated with me in the way that some of those modern bands in the 90s in Canada, that Alanis Morissette. Yeah, there's a handful of them.
Yeah, you got a lot of great Canadian artists, especially, you know, now there's a lot of crossover from Canada from in the pop world. And Ariel Posen is with us here on Border Crossings, and we're talking about his new album, Reasons Why. And so did you write your first song at 16? I know you got into the guitar at 16, but when did you write your first song?
I want to say I wrote my first song, I was 18 or 19. And I remember vividly working at a call center in between gigs. I was selling CDs, or I was selling pantyhose or something really weird. And I just started writing lyrics because I had all this dead time in between. And yeah, I wrote a lot of bad songs because you got to start somewhere and you just kind of write what comes to mind. but that's where I started. I will say I was also in a band in high school, a couple bands, and we wrote collectively as a band, but my first songs, just me writing for myself, my own music and songs, that was, yeah, I'd say 18.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to shop in that store where they sell CDs and pantyhose. Ariel Posen's here, and tell me how John Mayer found you. How did this relationship begin?
Oh, he eventually just reached out over social media, over Instagram, and we struck up a nice relationship. I've been a big fan for a very, very long time, and, you know, definitely consider him a hero. And, yeah, he's a great guy and very supportive and just very much an ally. And he's like that with a lot of people that I guess he believes in. And, yeah, he's just been very lovely and just became a friend very organically over the internet. Yeah.
And so I know also Guitar Magazine and Rolling Stone and quite a number of other publications have sung your praises as a guitarist. They really, you know, I mean, they're saying you're among the best guitarists in the business, which is, you know, fantastic. That's a great, you know, great accolade, a great achievement.
Hey, I'm not saying it, but hey, it's very nice. It's very nice of them to, it's an honor to just to be featured in anything, really, let alone some iconic publications like that.
All right. Well, you're going to do one more song, like, I think. One more, the last track. What's the last track going to be?
The last track will be a song called Didn't Say.
Didn't Say?
Didn't Say.
Didn't Say. Ariel Posen here on Border Crossings.
I was wrong and you were right. I think we're running out of time. If I could, I would go back. I'd hold on to what we had. Make the maybe meant to be a little better. Now I'm feeling stuck with all the things I didn't say. You wouldn't hear it anyway. You took a heart and made it break. Overwhelmed or just too proud, I could scream it all so loud. Would it even change a thing? Or did I throw it all away with all the things I didn't say? All the things I didn't say might have been my worst mistake. I wonder if you might have stayed. Feels like this is the end. Too soon to try again. And too late to know where to begin again. Now I'm feeling stuck with all the things I didn't say. You wouldn't hear it anyway. You took a heart and made it break. Overwhelmed or just too proud, I could scream it all so loud. Would it even change a thing? Or did I throw it all away with all the things I didn't say? With all the things I didn't say. Took a heart and made it break. was too proud. I could scream it all so loud. Would it even change a thing? Or did I throw it all away with all the things I didn't say?
Border crossings, Ariel Posen didn't say. So what was it you didn't say?
Well, there was a lot of things that weren't said, and if they were maybe spoken, maybe a relationship or two could have been salvaged. And the song is basically talking about those situations where so many times we fracture or we end relationships because someone did or said something really harmful or hurtful. And oftentimes it's the things that were left unsaid also that not only could have fractured a relationship, but could have solved it if things weren't left unsaid. So
mm-hmm. Ariel Posen is here on Border Crossings. And before we let you go, I wanted to ask, what are your socials? Where can people find you, find information about you, your tour schedule around the world, get the album if they want?
Yeah, website is arielposen.com. And from there, you can find all the links to everything. My handle is at Ariel Posen on everything, which is fairly easy. So I'm very easy to find on the internet.
All right. Yes. Well, let's find them. Find the new album, Reasons Why, here on Border Crossings. Thank you, Ariel Posen, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.